Somebody come and save me from this madness. Taking a chance and landing on the moon. Somebody come and take me from this sadness. It's just the beginning, the losers are winning so soon.
I'm not disturbed in the morning. Sleepy time people are yawning. Time for a hot cup. Coffee, just for the record, there's no time left for vivando.
How's it going? You're tuned in to the Radio Tees. I am your host, Phil Radiotis. This is the 50,000th episode. We've made it this far, and we are only going to keep going. We just listened to Vivando by Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. That was actually not sang by Dan Hicks, but sang by his lead guitar player, John Gerton, and also his guest vocalist, Marianne Price. Dan Hicks, one of my idols. He would be closing pitcher on my fantasy songwriter team. I got this off the album Last Train to Hicksville, the home of happy feet by Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. These guys are from my hometown of San Francisco, California. They got that old western swing kind of jazzy feel, really good guitar playing, suspended chords, ninth chords, every kind of chord to leave you hanging and draw you back and just buy you lunch when you are short a few bucks. They got those vocal harmonies that are lilty and ever loving, like layers of a blanket when you're cold and it's time for bed. Another one of my favorite groups are a duo, husband and wife, by the name of Richard Farinha and Mimi Baez. Richard Farinha is the author of a classic novel, Been Down So Long It Looks Like Up to Me, a very 60s proto-hipster jazzy kind of college novel. And Mimi Baez was, of course, the younger sister of Joan Baez, and she played a wonderful guitar. So let's hear her and her husband in duet, like only husband and wife can duet, with A Swallow Song. One of my absolute favorites, Richard Farinha and Mimi Baez. If you could only get one album by them, I would definitely recommend Reflections in a Crystal Wind. It's one of my all-time favorites. You know, it's going back to that time period back then when people used to care about writing songs. People used to get things across in songs. People used to put their poetic expression into the music. And on top of that, Mimi's first name is Margarita. And she championed all kinds of causes just like her sister did. Not just the war kind of causes. She started a non-profit organization and she brought music to jails, hospitals, and juvenile facilities and nursing homes in the San Francisco Bay Area. And that was after the tragic 1966 motorcycle crash that killed Richard Farinha right after his book had just came out. What a tragic loss. But we have their music to remember them by. So although we are blue, we can listen to some more music and be uplifted. So let's listen to the I-Cats singing I'm Blue. Yeah. Sometimes when you blue, you just gotta bang the gong. That was the Iketts, the female backing vocalist for the Ike and Tina Turner Review, and named after, of course, Ike Turner. But they're not spelled the Ike-Etts. The E in Iketts works both ways, so it's Iketts, just one E. I don't understand it, but just one E. Can I take you aside for a moment? I have to tell you that I love the way that in the 60s, and probably in the 50s, and probably everything before, but I noticed it in the 60s, they used the dash in such great ways. Like, to spell deluxe, they would put D-E-L-U-X-E. Something about that is just perfect. I'm going to look through my archives and find a good dash song, and I'll play it for you next week. But now that I got the hankering for that classic 60s or 50s dash, we're going to take you to one of my favorite Shake Shack songs. This is Holy Cow by Lee Dorsey.
I can't wait, I can't deal, since you walked out on me. Holy smoke, what you doing to me? Yeah. I can't eat, I can't sleep, since you walked out on me. Yeah. Holy cow, what you doing, child?
Of Working on a Coal Mine fame. That was his rendition of Holy Cow, written by the most awesome New Orleans songwriter of all time, Alan Toussaint. And you can hear Alan playing piano, I'm sure, on the background of that. You can just hear how his funky warble goes all the way through it. I've heard that song in so many diners across the country, I cannot even begin to tell you. And you're talking to a guy who once heard Melanie, Brand New Key, in the same diner like 7 times straight. They had a jukebox. The guy had 7 quarters, I guess, and he kept playing Melanie. I also have memories of hearing Holy Cow when I lost my wallet once, so it strikes a very particular chord for me. While we're on diner music, I want to play another diner song that I always hear in a diner. I love going to diners. I will only eat breakfast in diners. No matter what time of day, it's always breakfast for me. Maybe I'll have a milkshake too. I don't know. But while I'm waiting, I seem to always hear this song too. So let's extend our appreciation, because I'm going to play a one-hit wonder, And what do we say whenever we hear a one-hit wonder? We say, thank you for giving us just this one song, whoever you are. Because without it, our lives would be just a little less meaningful. So with that in mind, let's hear Frankie Lyman singing Why Do Fools Fall in Love. I could just taste the milkshake. That was Frankie Lyman with Why Do Fools Fall in Love. Frankie led a very terribly brief life. He died at the age of 25 in the Bronx with a heroin overdose. But we thank you so much, Frankie, for giving us that song. What a voice on that kid. What a voice. Another great voice comes from my man Taj Mahal. An awesome blues singer, a revivalist from the 60s, great harmonica player, awesome banjo player. He got that gritty voice that you can't beat. Soul of the South. Let's listen to him for a little bit. What do you say? Here is Line and Track.
Oh, boys, is you right? I done got right. What I hate about lying in track, these old boys about to break my back. Oh, boys, can't you line on track like? Oh, boys, can't you line the track? Oh, boys, can't you line on? See, we go lying in track. Man and the baby lying in the shade, talking about the money that I ain't made. Singing, oh boy, can't you line jack-a-lacka? Oh boy, can't you line the track? Oh boy, can't you line them? See Eloise go lying in the track. Moses stood on the Red Sea shore, smoking that water with the 2x4. Singing, oh boy, can't you line them jack-a-lacka? Oh boy, can't you line the track? Oh boy, can't you line them? See Eloise go lining track. If I could, I surely would stand on the rock that Moses stood, singing, oh boy, can't you line them jack-a-lack? Oh boy, can't you line the track? Oh boy, can't you line them? See Eloise go lining track. I may be right and I may be wrong. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Saying, oh boy, can't you line them jack-a-lack? Oh boy, can't you line the track? Oh boys, can't you line them? See Eloise go line in track.
off the masterpiece double album Take a Giant Step. And the old folks at home, that was Taj Mahal. Oh, you know what that sound means? That means we're going to have to do a double dose. That's right. Two Taj Mahal songs for the price of one.
Double.
Oh, there are so many good Taj Mahal songs, but I'm going to play you one of my favorites. His heartfelt love song, Lovin' in My Baby's Eyes.
In the world for you to have loving from my baby's eye. Oh, loving from my baby's eye. See that loving in my baby's eyes. Loving from my baby's eyes. Look up, baby, now you know darn well. Love you better than another man could tell. Love you, baby, now you know I do. Anything in the world for you to have a loving from my baby's eyes. See loving in my baby's eyes. Loving in my baby's eyes, loving from my baby's eyes. Late at night when I take my rest, oh, I hold your pictures to my breast. Love you, baby, now you know I do. Anything in the world for you, I have a loving from my baby's eyes. See you loving in my baby's eyes. Have loving from my baby's eyes, loving from my baby's eyes. Mama, now you know I do. Love you, baby. Love you, baby. Do anything for you. Mama, now you know I do anything in the world for you to take the loving from my baby's eyes. Ooh, loving from my baby's eyes. You give me that loving in my baby's eyes. Loving from my baby's eyes. Give me that magic in my baby's eyes. Ooh, loving from my baby's eyes. Give me that loving from my baby's eyes. Loving from my baby's eyes.
Double dose.
That was Taj Mahal with Lovin' in My Baby's Eyes. I love Taj Mahal, but it's time for our palate cleanser of the night. This is our ginger song, so we are going to cleanse our palate very quickly with the television personalities. This is Parties in Chelsea.
What are you doing next Saturday week? Would you like to come to a party with me? Alien to Rosa, we're getting engaged. Should be really good, something to look forward to. After that, Sunday's birthday, having a party Saturday night. You can come too, if you want to, 9:30 if you've got an invitation. Chelsea. Parties in Chelsea.
you heard about a party and you didn't invite me. That was Television Personalities with Parties in Chelsea. What are you doing next Saturday week? Television Personalities are a great band. I don't have to tell you that. So while we're in England listening to Television Personalities, you want to go for bangers and mash? Do you want some fish and chips? Would you like a beer? Or do you just want to hear that English beat drop on you? Let's take them to the mirror in the bathroom. English beat. They got a little bit of ska. They got the saxophone too. You could hear a little bit of the Clash. But a style all their own. And there's a little bit of cocaine floating around in that song, would you think? Be careful with that stuff out there, okay? Mirror in the Bathroom. Man, I love the way those 80s songs are recorded with the deep drums, man. I don't like the high treble sound of the drums that you get from the digital recordings. I'm sorry. I like them to thump. Well, I'm going to take you out with a thumper indeed. This is a little band you may have heard of called Fleetwood Mac. I believe it's Dutch. I am a big fan of Fleetwood Mac's early bluesy albums. They were the original writers of Blackomagic Woman, which, of course, Santana took off in his own direction. But I also love that Stevie Nicks sound, man. But I ain't gonna play none of that. I'm gonna play one sang by the blonde, Christine McVie. This is off their 1987 album, Tango in the Night. This is already when they were heaps famous. It's the kind of song that came out on a 12-inch with a remix on the back. It's the kind of song that crosses the street like it's had a few beers, just has that confidence. This song is a card castle, man. It ain't never gonna fall down. Little Lies. We'll see you later. Good night.